We got Chris on the horn here from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone. Chris, thank you for your time today.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm assuming you're not incredibly busy because I am still not getting very good reports from your area.
We're actually still pretty busy. I mean, even though the walleyes aren't being very cooperative, there's lots of other games to play. And there's a lot of people still going out fishing, getting ready for the weekend here.
Well, that's good to hear. That's very encouraging, actually. I guess let's start with the slow news then on the walleye. I did get two reports that some fish were caught suspended in the middle of the day, but I've been hearing nothing about this evening bite.
Yeah, generally not hearing much up in the bay here yet on the walleyes. It's still overall very slow. It's generally, though, not much of a secret here. It does sound like now they are starting to get some fish down south of Escanaba, down off of Noseum Creek.
Really?
South of Ford River.
So I'm assuming there's some safe ice then? Because that was open water 2 weeks ago.
Well, that area out in front of Noseum, it's kind of a big bowl. It's surrounded by kind of like a shallow reef all the way around it. So it kind of locks in the ice right close to shore there. And it sounds like they got about 8 inches of ice inside. But on the other side of the reef, it sounds like it's only like 3-4 inches. So use extreme caution if you are fishing down that way, especially after the strong south wind we're getting today.
Yeah, right. So how deep are you fishing there when you're chasing walleyes by Noseum?
It kind of depends on where you're at on the reef structure there. You could probably be anywhere from 10 to 35 feet of water out there.
So it is fairly deep. I thought it might be pretty shallow, but
The water is very clear down that way. So, usually once the crowd shows up, though, that'll usually slow that bite down pretty quick. But I can imagine it's going to be a total zoo down that way here this weekend.
Are you hearing anything that's working better than another down there? I would assume bright colors probably aren't the way to go in that clearer water.
Still, the basic tip-up fishing with suckers is working pretty good. We're starting to sell some more in the way of jigging rapalas and shiver minnows now. Color-wise, it's really kind of all over the board. You know, again, with the clear water, you're probably better off, you know, sunrise, sunset. So, you know, your glow-in-the-dark colors are always a good choice.
Fluorocarbon leader is a good idea, too.
I certainly couldn't hurt down there.
Well, hang around for our next outdoor report, and we're going to talk perch and pike fishing on Little Bait and Knock, as well as some other little details when we continue with Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle in Gladstone later this hour right here on The Outdoor Show.